And today I'm joined with
Yoshi09,
JR,
Richie,
Ricky George,
head of Swagatry.
And actually, I'm glad you're with us today, Richie, because Ricky, because you and I are the only Toku fans.
That's cool. You're cool with Ricky being here, but not Richie. Whatever. I'm glad you're here.
What does Richie knows nothing about the Kamen Riders?
I'm glad you're here too.
It's nice. Just send a rift.
That the team is dead, isn't it?
Your presence is appreciated.
Sometimes. I mean, so Justin, I showed Justin Kamen Rider, and he's only seen a couple episodes of some series.
We've seen like Kabuto and O's and a little bit of Fours. Yeah. No, not Fours.
Occupy Rangers. That's
yeah,
that's not Kamen Rider.
That's
Sentai. No. Richie or Melanie, you know anything about Kamen Rider?
No.
Wait, I thought that was a genre class and not a show.
Tokusatsu is the name of the genre.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I just know you guys like
so,
it.
So, Rider, is it like Gundam? Is it like 50 universes?
Is it like Gundam?
There are a lot of
universes.
Well, it started back in, 1971
or 2, and
somewhere around there.
They were making a series off some guy who wore a skull mask, and
yeah.
He was a bad guy. He was actually a murderer.
Yeah, Skullman.
Mm-hmm.
Was
Skull,
it?
Yeah. No, it was...
You sure it wasn't Skullman?
Yeah, it was Skullman.
Yeah, because they made a manga later on, in the 90s.
Yeah.
So there's this criminal, and then...
Then they make
him...
Well, no, because Toei was like, let's make a show of it, but he can't murder people.
Yeah.
And he has to be a grasshopper, because my son says so.
That's pretty much how
it's why the eyes are the same in the comic and the show.
Yeah. But,
this is real.
This is real. This is all real history you're learning right
now.
Wow. So, the newest series, Kamen Rider Force, just ended. And Ricky, what did you think of the ending? Let's geek out for a minute.
I like the ending. It was satisfying. I wasn't annoyed by Yuki at the end.
Really?
Like I thought I'd be. Because I thought maybe she'd cry in her acting at the end of the way.
No.
But also...
She was good. I liked her.
Like that they didn't demonize the main enemy.
Spoilers,
the
by the way, everybody.
Yeah, spoilers. bad guy, they were like, hey, sorry about all that stuff. See you later. Well, he was dying.
He died on a playground, which I thought,
like,
which I thought awkward.
You're my friends. Oh, my heart.
He died on a playground. Oddly enough, for the Gangnam Style video starts.
Yes, actually, that's a true statement. Because like,
so thank you, Kamen Rider, for Gangnam Style.
I think, he dies, and then Psy is born.
Yeah.
Wait, what? That too is history?
Because the ending Kamen Rider 4 is the... the main villain, he dies because like the main character of Force doesn't want to be anybody's enemy. He wants to be friends with everybody.
Yeah,
and the world, he wants to be friends with everybody.
His thing's like there are no enemies.
Yeah,
just people you aren't friends with yet.
Yeah, pretty much it's his mantra.
No spoilers. Like out of a 10, how it like you know no spoilers.
The series,
in case people are listening.
All right,
You're geeking.
My review is on the GeekAdventure site.
GeekAdventure.com.
I gave it a 9 out of 10, and the only reason I gave it a 9 is because sometimes it is a little overly silly.
Yeah.
But other than that, almost everything is perfect. The bad guys are like they mean business, and they will they will kill a kid.
I totally agree with the 9 out of 10.
Almost slipped there.
And so, what's even better is some of the villains are kids.
Yeah.
Like
most of the villains are kids
because the whole premise is they're trying to get. They had this high school, which is it was the first time Kamen Rider was ever set in high school. And
that was met with skepticism too.
Yeah, that was people didn't like that at first, but it worked good for the story.
Mm-hmm.
And the principal, or no, the chairman of the school, he wants to try to get these kids and make them become they call them the Zodiacs, the 12
apostles.
Yeah.
They're based on the constellations of
Taurus, Pisces,
Pisces.
Pisces. Yeah, they call it Pisces in Japan. I was like, oh, that's awkward. But yeah. But no, it had its lightheartedness and it had its darkness. And
yeah, especially Yuki's story arc right near the end, that was very dark.
Her Gemini story arc, yeah. I couldn't believe they went that dark.
Yeah, I was surprised, especially with like the lightest, most annoying character.
Yeah, because she's always so peppy and happy and la di la di la di la.
Hayabusa-kun.
Oh God. You gonna sing the entire song for us?
I don't know. I will learn it though for episode 4.
Episode 4 podcast. Ricky sings.
Yeah.
Wait. So Justin, what would you give it out of 10?
9. I gotta agree. Like there were some episodes where it was kind of like, okay, I'll power through this episode and then the next one will be good.
There's I forgot which one. I think it's the one where they're doing like the test to become like see who's gonna get into astronaut school.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was like a horrible like just the editing
because
and then
the one girl was the main villain, but she was all weird. I don't know.
Yeah,
I didn't like her.
That's as clear as we can be. Yeah. The one girl was weird.
She became a Zodiard, but like her character was just awkward. Because like her dad was an astronaut, but she wasn't. She wanted to become an astronaut or she was from America. Of course, she was from America, so she was the weird one.
Yeah, you know? I like that was kind of cool though because she spoke English.
Yeah, during the episode. Yeah,
yeah.
The best part of the episode, English.
Yeah,
no, America.
There's this one token.
Hurrah! Oh,
go ahead.
Hurrah! I am the bad guy.
Oh yeah,
I'm here to kick your bottom.
Did you say kick your bottom?
Yes.
But, I don't know.
No, there's this one tokusatsu. It was the Cutie Honey live action show.
Okay.
And Mark Musashi was like a main villain.
Oh,
wow. For people who don't know who that is, he's a really popular stunt actor in Japan and America.
Suit actor for
suit actor.
Some of the writers, too.
Yeah, and he did Power Rangers, too. Some suit acting.
Nice.
And his character in Cutie Honey the Live, he's a bad guy. He's part of this evil organization. And he's like the American-Japan like connecting bridge. So like, he works in both countries. So they bring him over to fight Cutie, or Honey. Her name's Honey, I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. And like every time she beats him, he just starts cursing in English, like at the top of his lungs.
Is it Mark Musashi's voice?
Yes, it's Mark Musashi actually screaming.
It doesn't mean the same thing. It doesn't like it doesn't like.
No,
like,
but he's dropping F bombs. He's saying shit. He's saying
like to them it
everything.
Mean anything. So,
well,
beep,
I mean, but
beep.
Still, well, yeah, it wasn't marketed towards kids. That show, it was like a late night show.
Oh, like Akiba Rangers then.
Yeah.
So even Akiba didn't curse, right?
No,
they're pretty PG for the most part.
Maybe a couple times Malashina did.
No, she,
I know
she,
there
she
was
did.
A lot of sexual stuff though.
Well, the way the bad girl dressed, she was a bad girl.
Malashina.
I don't know how that was PG, but
we gotta get Richie to watch this.
I haven't finished it yet either.
I don't know if I want to show it to Melody. Melody's like, what?
Wait,
Melody would totally like it. It's got like zany anime cosplayer cuteness.
What?
But not like,
is this still
it's not girly, girly.
Huh?
No, we're talking about Akiba Rangers.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Sorry, we totally switched.
Oh.
I do like. There's a scene when Boken Red comes out, and he passes the power to Akiba Blue,
and he touches her boob.
He just straight up puts his hand on her breast.
She's like a high school student too, and she's like,
"Yeah,
oh, what the heck? What?
He's like 26 or something too. He's an old guy.
They're all I forgot.
It's just a power transfer, guys, among friends.
Yeah, right?
It's okay. Hey, if you've got friends and you're power transferring, it's okay to grab their boo.
The power goes into your heart, right?
Yeah. Heart's in the middle. That's a myth about it being on the right.
Yeah.
I got suspended for power transferring a friend into 8th grade.
My teacher, it's a power transfer.
I know, right?
And it was a teacher he did it to.
I'm still friends with her. She's my friend. I won't name drop, but it happened.
But we know who you are.
Tell us when we're not recording.
Yeah.
Now
so,
she understands your
so
true
So we're
going to
take a break so you can find out what Ricky's friend's name is. No. So 9 out of 10 for 4s for both of us.
Mm-hmm.
Now, episode 1 of the new series just started.
Kamen Rider Wizard.
Wizard. Wait, what do you think of it so far? Oh, it's only one
episode. First impressions? I think I like the high school setting of Fours and the young main character, but I think it's also cool to, now that we're back in the swing of, like, a guy who's just a straight-up badass, you know? And mature. I like that. So, and he's actually, like, you said it earlier, it was like a mix of a couple of characters.
Yeah, he had the cockiness of Tenno Soji from Kabuto, and then, like, I don't want to say he had like a weird person-to-person personality, and he reminded me of Wataru from Kamen Rider Kiba.
Right.
Because Wataru was like, he was all anti-human. He didn't want to get anywhere near other humans because he was afraid of them.
Right. I liked...
Even though he was a main hero.
Right. I like that comparison.
Is this any way related to Captain Planet?
No. So, there's rings, though.
There's wizard rings.
He's doing
yes, no.
it. He's
I'm
doing
on
it.
Wikipedia.
There are wizard rings.
Land, water, hurricane, and land.
Yeah, he
no
has...
No heart.
Oh,
no,
he
was power transferring, though.
Yeah.
They have heart now.
You know what's great, though? Is like his belt is this, like... It looks like a high-five hand.
Like a stop sign hand that's, like, a diagonal.
Yeah, at an angle. So he puts his hand like down towards his crotch. But you just said Captain Planet. I just watched this random YouTube video the other day at work where it was like this fan trailer for Captain Planet, and it looked amazing actually. And actually had a guy like colored him blue for Captain
Planet. Don Cheadle?
No, it was not Don Cheadle.
Because College Humor did Captain America.
Yeah, thing. I remember that.
Wait, the Wizard Sword Gun.
Yeah, Wizard yeah. Sword Gun is Wizard back sword. On Kamen
no
Rider.
No D.
No, it's a gun.
It's a gun blade.
It's the Wizard Sword that
turns into a
sword.
Wait. Magic.
And it has a hand on it.
Can he shoot and
no, he
sword?
Shoots?
Or so you have to pick between the modes?
Well, okay, when he's shooting, yeah. It's a gun, and then
he
flips the handle, yeah. And the blade
and
comes
the blade pops
out.
So it's gun mode or sword mode.
But
it's
not, great.
So it's not a gun blade.
No.
Google what he looks like. He's pretty
it's
badass
a
looking.
Sword.
Yeah.
Oh, that's another thing. What do you think of his suit design?
You know what I've noticed is that the new Rider series, after Decade, they're all going up with this like single color theme, like besides Double had the split colors, but it was all, each side was the same color, you know, and it was all that color.
Right.
Like, and then O's was all black with some color accents. Four's was
right.
All white with a little bit of color accents.
Okay,
and
so then, it's one color with accents.
Yeah, same thing with Wizard. He's all black, but like his chest is red, his head is red because of his helmet, and he's got some silver lines on
right.
Him.
Right.
So I don't know if it's going to be a new trend for the entire next 10 years.
I hope we see something different later on, because I do like Wizard's... really like his design. He looks awesome.
Yeah.
I'm looking for more, like, extreme. Like, something that will make us possibly cringe at first, like we did with Fours.
With his weird
yeah,
pointy
with,
head.
No one...
design.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know, like, because I know when everyone saw that helmet, we were like, what?
Yeah,
but
we all
when we got
it.
To watch, like, I love that suit now.
Yeah.
Like, that's my...
Cosmic State took,
yeah.
Like, that's one of my favorite final forms.
Just... The eyes are really aggressive on that suit, too,
yeah.
But... So I'm hoping we see something that we're kind of put off by at first, but then grow to like, because I like extreme radical changes, yeah. I love Fours.
He wants it to just be all rainbows.
Yeah. I want the guy to have, like...
Well, you know what I think is his final form? He's going to put all the rings on his hand at once and, like, put his hand on his belt.
And just
like,
explode.
Yeah, explode crystals and colors. He will just be a rainbow.
Yeah. Someone hacked the wizard driver or whatever.
Already?
Yeah, and it's got like something called five form. So I think you're right.
I win.
It's like five, please, or whatever it says, and then
all his.
I think it's all five of whatever.
Is this all the rings?
He has.
Yeah, he's got a crap load of rings.
Yeah, no, yeah, he has like two chains on each side of rings.
Just
pulls
them off.
Chains rings.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. He's like a biker almost. You know what I like is that he eats donuts. I don't know why.
Yeah.
That,
I think me and
yeah,
right?
We say that
we can identify. I'd like to be a donut eating writer.
Yeah. Right.
I gotta help someone.
I just like how like the first scene of that show is like him eating like a powdered donut and like it zooms out and he's on top of, like a street lamp.
Yeah.
Just chilling.
Just
like,
for no reason.
Like, what's up, guys?
That's
and
what badasses in Japan do. They right? Just hang out in urban places. I'm gonna hang out on the sidewalk.
He's like a hardcore parkour.
Right?
He was on Daniel Tosh. You don't remember that? You ever watched Daniel Tosh? Or Tosh Mano?
He doesn't have a podcast.
Oh, now you said it, he's going to have one.
Know,
like,
right?
Why'd you even say it?
These guys said I didn't have one.
He's going to, like, put our podcast on his show.
Right.
Like, we mentioned it. Listen to these nerds talking about, like, Japanese superheroes. But at least we'll get some good service there.
No press is bad press. That's
is that the phallic head?
Yes.
Yeah,
the phallic head.
That's like a really,
you know,
like
what? That's really cool looking, like, that one.
Yeah, well, that one.
Does like it work, like backpedaling?
I will
a bit?
Post the phallic head on gigaventure.com.
Yeah,
Richie. Like backpedaling a little bit. Like when I looked at Forest, like I didn't get like the design was so off-putting, and like the whole setting was like really, it was so, how do you say it? It was compared to the other ones that I've seen.
Yeah,
it was really like it looked really childish, and I didn't want to.
Yeah,
that's I was like I was really put off. But like I was like I might start watching them. Like I saw that, and I was like I really didn't want to.
That's
like,
what everybody
it.
Thought. Yeah,
and like it. Like, how did the whole story, like, revolve around him, like, being in high school? Was it like, oh, he's this one dude, and he's got, like, six chicks, and he wants to be...
You know what I'll say about Gintaro, the main character? His attitude never changes the entire series.
Yeah,
like,
that there's no character development.
No, there's a lot of character development, but,
yeah,
like, in other Raya series, the writer gets his powers, and is like, okay, I'm gonna do good. And then something happens to him where he loses all that, like, you know, faith in himself, and he becomes, like, just depressed. He's like, well, I have the powers. I might as well try to help people. And then he gets back into it.
They always go through the sad, angry stages.
Yeah, and
but
Gintaro
him,
never did that.
Mm-hmm.
He always believed in the good in humans.
So in a sense, he's probably the most like pure writer then.
Yeah.
never once did he like falter or like get power hungry.
Yeah, his ideals never changed.
Mm-hmm. So it was, that was cool to see. Yeah. Nice.
That was different, you know. Yeah.
Because we're so used to, and I know a lot of fans are like, oh, why can't we have something like Fies or like Agito, you know? But those were
Wait, what did you just call it?
Agito.
I thought it was Agito.
I think it's Agito.
It is. Oh, it's Agito. Sorry. Because I know the katakana, it's a gi, not a gi.
Yeah.
My bad.
That's all right. I used to call Fies. Phase. Phase, yeah. I call it Phase, yeah. That's what I was.
Open your eyes for the next phase.
It's F-A-I-Z, so I was like, it's Phase. And like, no, it's Fies.
Okay. It's AI next to each other. You should know better.
I'm sorry. Okay, I was young and impressionable. It was like 2 years ago.
But yeah, like I didn't. I mean, not to knock Dark Series, but
yeah,
that's usually their main thing. That's all they have going for them is oh, it's really dark and you know people die.
It's Batman.
This was Batman. This pre yeah. It's like Batman, but melodramatic. Here it was like oh, it's lighthearted and it kicks butt. Yeah. So. I know a lot of people didn't agree with me with that review, though. But, I mean, most did, but a lot of them were like, 4 sucked, but that's because they...
Wait, where'd they tell you 4 sucked?
Oh, it was... I think what it is they didn't like the suit, and because they didn't like the suit, that spread to their other, you know, like, opinions for the show.
Oh.
The suit sucks, so...
Well, everybody's entitled to their own opinion.
Yeah.
Even though...
No, it's wrong.
Unless they're wrong.
Dang it, yeah. Justin, he always gets to me first. Dang it. But anyway... Yeah. Enough about Kamen Rider.
Yeah.
Enough about Kamen
Rider. It's over.
Let's talk about Melody's Yoshi shoes she wore today.
Those were... like,
but people in Gigaland can't see this.
Oh, she wore...
Yoshi's Yoshi.com with Melody holding her Yoshi shoes.
Can we do a spoiler alert about the blog? We wanted to bring that up.
Maybe we have talked about it before okay. on the second podcast.
A little... No, barely.
But I don't think we're going to have time in this segment. But that's okay. What we're here for today.
Wait, what's... What so segment are we in?
Some filming was done.
However you thought it went.
How do you think about it in the head?
All I can say is Justin and I did our scene in one take.
We are the best.
Because we are the best.
Best actors.
I'd high five you, but you're across the table.
They might be wizards
and acting. What are you going to say, Melody?
I was going to mention that a couple of... Actually, all the scenes that I'm in for this first episode, I'm wearing heels. And I yeah. I don't like wearing heels too much. Well, I like it, but I mean it just has to be these particular ones like to dig in the back of my ankles, so it's not extremely fun. And so I'm wearing Yoshi slippers the whole time. When it's not filming, when it's a practice take or anything, I'd rather wear my Yoshi slippers.
Okay, don't think this is weird. But when you walked and you were wearing those, I just looked at your feet and I saw the little Yoshi feet go like bouncing up and down. I'm like,
they're
in case
so
you're not
cute.
Familiar with the bilili onomatopoeia, it's bouncing up and down. Yeah.
You guys
I think that one's universal.
But Dustin's hands were flipping a little bit like
he
like
can
a
be milking a cow.
Yeah. Podcast. Our next podcast will be a video deal. It's just be me.
This is how you milk a cow.
And check the Gigamaker Tumblr.
Or the gift maker.
Yeah, Melody makes the best gifts. Let's talk about the one you made about...
You handmade gifts?
Bubble Pop.
I do. I make all the gifts for Tumblr. I moderate our Tumblr. Mm-hmm. And then I decide what goes on it. It's very biased. Yoshi09 biased. And I also make all the gifts. If they're not sourced, they're ours. So, yeah.
Yeah.
We should give her...
I also volunteer, right?
But making gifts and doing Tumblr are more important.
I want a gif of Brian grabbing that guy's wiener.
What?
Because it happened. I forgot they were filming some music video and Brian was like, I touched your wiener. And the guy's like, I know.
Wait, were you there for that? Was that
Brian
Vegas?
Had a gun? Oh, no.
These
okay, this is getting worse and worse and worse.
No one in Gigaland can see. He can't even post this on her webpage.
That's why you listen to the podcast and learn the secrets.
All right, so deleted scenes over podcast. Brian was filming this bit where he's taking pictures of a cosplayer girl, and he gets some guy runs up and shoots him, or Ryan shoots some guy.
Oh, no. That wasn't the one in Vegas. That's an old video.
About a
yeah.
Or a camera,
it was a gun. They're doing like, oh, wow. He told me about this. They were doing like a... some kind of action video cosplay thing. And, like, the thing was, the guy gets up and shoots Brian, and Brian's supposed to fall, and as he fell, he, like, hit the guy in the balls of his hand.
Yeah.
And, like, And the guy's like, dude, you just touched my balls.
Oh, that's it. Okay.
Brad's like, oh my god, I'm so sorry.
The video title is like, I grabbed someone's dick or something like that.
Yeah, it's on, it's on the YouTube.
Send me the video.
No, it will be a GIF.
It'll be
a... If you guys send me the video, I can make a GIF. I need GIF, whatever.
They're all... All right, I gotta get Brian in here.
I wish you make a GIF because I have footage of Brian humping a car.
Okay. I can make all of these.
I know a lot of bad stuff about Brian.
Yeah. Well, Brian, wait, this is the first time he's on a podcast. We can actually talk about him behind his back.
Right. You guys, you should call him Bri. He loves that.
Yeah.
Melody, why?
Online, online, if you're like, if you add him, be like, hey, is this Bri Bri?
He's gonna kill us. He's gonna...
If that doesn't do, just call him Pocky. He loves that. Or any combination of Bri-Bri and Pocky.
Or Hentai Zan.
So Bri-Key. Yeah.
No.
Or Snappery.
He's gonna like disband the convention now. He's like, you know, I hate my friends and get away from me.
In high school, everyone called them Snacks. Yeah. And I called them Snacks for like the first 2 years of our friendship.
Yeah, Snacks.
And then it just evolved into his real name.
His favorite Snacks is Pocky. That's why he would love to be called Pocky. By the way, fun fact.
You're gonna hate us so much.
Yeah.
I really hope you
now. Give
what if someone out there actually buys him Pocky and shows up to Kamikaze?
That's gonna be our next segment. Kamikaze. But
wait, before that, like if you buy the Pocky, whoever's out there listening, considering buying him Pocky now, you have to put like a little like marker, like to Bri Bri.
Yes.
And then he would love it so much. You don't understand.
He'd get embarrassed, but he'd love it. He'd be like, oh, thanks, new friend. And he's like,
and then
he'd go cry.
He'd give you all his money on him.
And then
you.
Give him your phone number afterwards.
He gets a bunch of guys' phone numbers.
Yeah. He'll still be happy.
Wait, whoa. Richie, now you're on the bandwagon.
Like 90% of our viewers are Lolitas.
No, yeah,
right.
That's true.
Are they?
It happened that way because we made Lolita videos for a while.
That's all right.
That's okay.
I'm not complaining. I like having, like, having cute girls as fans, right?
Nothing.
First world problems.
I feel bad for Melody.
Cute girls.
Dang it! I feel bad for Melody because like all our male fans are probably like, ugh. Like,
I know. They're,
they're probably us. It's just...
Oh no, I thought you meant about me. Like they're going to be watching like, oh, that's what we got to work with? But these lolly girls are like, oh, they're all adorable. They all sound like that.
Like when the guys in our podcast like, they need a girl on this podcast. A bunch of guys talking all the time.
Bunch of nerds.
But talking about
their smashing their wieners together.
Smashing them together.
It's a power transfer.
Violent. Smashing them together.
We're just mushing the tips.
Okay, you gotta stop now. Okay.
New main sponsored by GeekVenture.com?
Yeah, okay. reading Rainbow for anybody who doesn't know. Alright, so enough about power transferring. That's gonna be our first half of the podcast. Stay tuned for the next half. We're going to do intros one more time because we got two extra people. So once again, this is Dustin.
And this is Yoshi09, also known as Melody, if you didn't catch it from the first half.
JR.
Hi, everybody. I'm Brian.
Hi.
I'm Richard.
I'm Rich and Creamy on Twitter. Please follow me.
I'm Ricky Steelfingers. I'll see you tomorrow, George.
How come our intros get longer every time?
That's my Tekken.
Because it's later.
He didn't want to say that loud at Comic-Con last year.
All right, so I know Bride over here is itching to talk about something important because I know he was super excited. So, Brian, you want to talk about Guild Wars 2?
Let me tell you
about My Little Pony.
Is that part of the expansion?
Whoa. Hey, WoW got Panda, so who's to say Guild Wars won't get ponies?
Ooh. Yeah.
To say.
Like I'd rather have unicorns, to be honest. TBH.
For what?
Don't they have
for Guild Wars.
My Little Pony?
Oh,
yes, there are.
Talking about two different
things. So are there mounts in this game?
For Guild Wars?
Yes, Guild Wars.
Yes.
Okay.
There are, I think.
How does this game work?
What's I haven't gone that far.
Well, okay.
In the game.
That game, basically, you make a character and it's all side-scrolling. and it's 2D.
Okay, man. Before
we end that, can we talk about the video that you guys went to GameStop to make?
Okay.
All right. So Guild Wars 2 launch.
So let me tell you what happened.
I like this video.
So Guild Wars 2 launch, I was really excited for it. Ricky was really excited for it. And the thing is, we were allowed to go film at GameStop because one of our team members had gone and asked, and they're like, yeah, you can go ahead and film. And one GameStop we called just to make sure, and they're like, no, you cannot film.
Said you can't film in the store or in front of the store, and mm-hmm. we even asked if we could not show the name.
And they're like, no, you can't. So we went to a different GameStop, and they're like, can we film here? And they're like, yeah, honestly, like, this is public property. You can film whatever.
It helped that I knew that. I mean, the guy knows me, too.
Oh, okay. Yeah. He's like, hey, you spend money here all the time. Sure, come on in.
Please. So we show up there, and we start filming, and like, no one shows up.
There was one lady waiting there, and she looked like she might play MMOs.
Yeah, but...
And we approached her.
Like, do you mind if we interview you? And she's like, no, actually. And I was like, well, what are you doing here for Guild Wars? She's like, I'm not. I'm actually here for Madden 2013. And we're like, what?
It's for her husband.
For her husband, yeah.
It's her husband?
And she was going to the midnight. Why'd the husband need it?
He was at work.
Oh.
Lady watching this.
Could just get in
listening to this.
You better be enjoying that Madden.
Well, what a lovely wife to go at a midnight release for her husband.
Yeah,
to get
that's true.
She's
But
well, before what else was coming out that night was, what was it? There was like two other games, like the God of War collection.
Uh huh.
The HD collection.
Yeah.
Yeah, and there was like one
more. When they released that,
something like that.
I have no idea.
Something I don't remember. I don't know. It was like some
nothing
HD
games.
Collection.
Yeah.
But so more and more people were showing up. A few more people and. Thankfully, there were two people that were actually there for Guild Wars 2 for that midnight release, and we interviewed them and whatnot, and then like a pack of like seven dudes fresh out of high school showed up, and then we started talking to them, and again, they were
there for Madden,
and two more people showed up, and they were there for Madden again.
Sure. I'm going to interject real quick and mention that. So Rybri said that.
What the fuck?
language.
He's going to hear the first part.
Okay.
Yeah.
So Rybri mentioned how Guild Wars 2, he loves it, by the way. Guild Wars 2 released didn't have very many people. It's not because it's a bad game. It's because
everyone
we had Head Start,
it's a horrible game.
Which
is
3 days ahead. Like, you can play for 3 days ahead of actual release. So everyone that really wanted to, that would have... You know, hypothetically, been there for the midnight release was
already, had
already
the
playing
already
the game.
Had it.
And
so
we actually
gone to our houses 3 days ahead of time. We're like, hey, are you gonna get the game or something?
Well, we made that point when we got there. We were like, you know what? A lot of these people already have the game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I mean, there was us two like out of the loop losers who didn't know anything about Guild Wars.
Like, what's the internet?
Wait, so there were 20 people there for Madden and 2 people there for Guild Wars.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
And to be honest, the Madden people were way friendlier than the two Guild Wars people.
I bet. Well, dude, it's like. Just like probably like college bros and stuff, like, yeah, Madden.
They were cool kids.
Yeah, I know, but those are cool guys. It's like, you know,
well, they weren't exactly bros. They were just
regular
people. Yeah.
And it was cool because at the end of the filming, we did a lot of silly stuff, and then we had like prizes we gave away, and
what'd you give away for a prize?
we'll let you wait when the video.
You have to watch the video
but,
to find out.
Those kids are really cool, and then two of them, you know, hit like on the page that same night, and then they were both like, "Wow, I had the best like midnight release. These guys are funny," and like,
yeah, I saw that.
At the end
cool.
of the day, like,
yeah.
if I can make, or in this case, Ricky, if we can make like one person laugh, like a lot of this is worth it.
Oh, yeah.
But
you know what?
Inspirational words,
Ricky. Let's go to the Halo 4 midnight release.
No,
yeah.
we're going to so many. We have Borderlands, Halo 4.
The big one, though, is
World of Warcraft,
because that one draws more than 100 people per game.
Is that for the Panda
expansion?
I think
Halo will bring in more, to be honest. That's
I think Halo will bring in more.
But I mean, that's
we'll go to all of them.
Yeah.
But, okay, so before I get ahead of myself.
Give yourself.
So, yeah, what came out recently, of course, was Guild Wars 2, and I recently picked it up. I collected a little bit of cash from. Doing some work, and
candies.
I was able to buy the game for myself. And
I saw your receipt that you put on Facebook, and you had exactly 1 cent left over from your all the money.
Oh, because the Navy.
Because there's no tax.
Oh, he went to the next. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cheated. Pro tip: if you buy video games, go buy them at like the military bases.
Yeah. Yeah. Just walk onto the military base, and I'm sure they'll let you on. Yeah.
In other words, make sure you have Filipino friends.
For realsies, talk to Yoshida 9. That's me. I have military access.
Don't do that.
Don't be ugly.
Just calm yourself.
Just get raided like calls. Yeah, I heard you're not rise to the next.
Are you ugly? Yeah. Well, no.
I found you on Facebook, Yoshi 09. Someone makes a page. Hook me up with Yoshi 09. I need games.
Yes.
I need all the games.
Got games. You want to play some games?
Games Turbo. Okay, so Guild Wars 2, I'm having a blast with it. I had like a few downsides, but before the downsides, let me get to the positive sides.
He kissed the box.
I kissed the box.
Yeah, he did.
Kissed it goodbye. Two out of ten.
No.
Achievement unlocked. Wait, wrong console.
Dun-dun-dun! I'm having a blast. It's good to play another MMO where I don't have to pay a subscription fee for.
Oh, yeah.
I really like, in the game, your characters are given storylines, and they call it your personal story, and you develop and make choices throughout the story depending on, you know, your own morals or whatever. And I don't see too much of a difference, but they claim that no two people's stories are the same. But it's really cool how this game has a really open world. The professions are nice, the classes are nice, the races are nice. I also like what they took from
By professions, he means, because he's speaking in WoW
right
now.
Yeah, I'm speaking WoW.
Professions is the actual, like, classes in WoW speak. And then professions in WoW speak is actually crafts.
Classes. Oh,
crafts.
Crafting.
Like jobs.
Yeah, crafting.
Can
so
I fish?
Jeweling and
can I fish
leatherworking.
In Guild Wars?
Can you fish in Guild Wars?
I haven't tried yet.
No, you cannot.
Oh.
Can you be a giant walking cow paladin in Guild Wars?
You can be a giant walking,
lion.
There we go.
Feline. It's a feline race.
I asked for cow.
Yeah, but Norns can transform into, what are they transforming into?
Oh, like
Norns.
Hey Richie, extremely rare.
Now I know how you felt during the Kamen Rider talk earlier.
Just look into my computer screen.
Just gonna clip every clip I get. Was gonna
smart comment.
But yeah,
the game is really cool. I like how there are events throughout.
Events are the equivalent to quests, by the way.
I like
we'll switch things to Melody in a little bit, and things are gonna get down.
It's gonna be the podcast, just Melody talking.
Right? We'll let her like unleash her.
Call it the Melcast.
The Melcast.
I like how
events like it's a quest that you can just go and get, but events like it happens during a time. What time it happens?
Oh no! What happens is there's a prompt. Like you're walking around and there's a prompt that appears onto your
So like, do you want to start this event? Right?
Do you want to start this event? Like an event's nearby, and then on
you
your map, it'll actually show where the event is. It'll be like highlighted in orange, and it's literal like a marker around the area that it
sounds like Grand Theft Auto.
Is there?
Yeah. It sounds like Psychonauts and Mario.
Is there an overarching story connecting events?
There are.
One's the first and second connected one.
I think that one of the excellent things about the events, I find them very dynamic. And I mentioned this in my article.
Hey, read it.
Plug.
It's not shameless because we own it.
Also,
the events are dynamic, so if you don't help them, unless no one else decides to come in and help either, the events will continue on, and then they will, like, these villager people will win, or whatever is starting the event will win, and the event changes. The event changes into something else entirely, and it's dynamic that way. Like, if your village is getting burned, and then you don't save it, the village will stay burned, and then other events will happen.
Oh my god, guys, my village in Guild Wars is gone.
So like if the village is burned, like let's say you have like a waypoint, which is I guess the equivalent to a flight path in World of Warcraft.
Yeah.
So let's say like that you won't be able to travel there anymore because it's taken over by an enemy, and so it's kind of incentive to go and save that village from not being burned.
It's kind of the first MMO that really, really promotes like teamwork between just random people because it puts
the MMO.
Help your friends, you help the NPCs, and you help yourself all at the same time, and it really promotes that you help the people you experience for for resing somebody, for helping someone on a quest, for everything. So
is the world forever changed if you like you don't do this quest?
It's not permanently changed. I think it resets after some time, but so the events happen again. But like it really does severely hamper.
Because it's so connected that way, is that why they say no two players will experience the same gameplay?
Yeah, I think so.
You
can people that don't play MMOs, you can kind of equate it with like the beginning of like what's it, Mass Effect, or what's the other one, Dragon Age?
Okay, yeah, it has the mini branching stories.
Yeah, it's like, oh, is your character, would your character wear a helmet into battle, or not wear a helmet to strike fear into your enemy's hearts, or branch like that, a bunch of questions to ask. And you know, you can color everything too, which it's a small feature in the game.
Yeah.
You can color everything you want, but a lot of people love that. And
I don't want. No. You can color your armor. I'm taking it.
Yes,
I would hate that. But hey, Melanie. So you gave the game a good review, right, on your article?
Yes, I gave it a very positive review.
What happened after that, Melanie?
Did an update break your game?
No.
Okay. So
everybody, scoot back from Melanie. Everybody, get back. Get close back. Come on.
The listeners, I don't know. Okay, the listeners, since you cannot see what happened. Brian and JR literally scooted back away from the table, 2 feet away from me,
and then
three people left the room because they didn't want to be.
That's 4 feet.
4 feet.
They didn't want to be, and I'm still sitting next to her.
I don't think you want to sit there. Okay.
I'm gonna get hit probably, aren't I?
No.
I'm across the table. I'm safe.
So the irony to this is that I don't know if you guys can tell, but I loved Guild Wars 2.
Really?
I really do. It's past tense because I don't know if you guys read this on the site, Geek Adventure site. I wrote an article called Guild Wars 2 Worth Buying, and it was like 2 pages of saying the longest yes ever, buy it now. But the irony of it was, like, no more than a couple hours after I had published that interview, that article on the site, I got a email. I'm like rubbing my eyes as I say this because I'm getting
excited. She's depressed right now.
I got an email from ArenaNet, the people who made Guild Wars, saying like, "Hey, you changed your password on your account. I hope it's you, Guild Wars. Like, sign Guild Wars." And I was just like,
"Good luck."
What the heck? Because I had tried to sign in. It was like 7 a.m. because I wake up really early for this game. Like for the past I don't know how many weeks.
What a nerd.
That I was out. Yes, I was really dedicated to this game. And oh my god, like I was like, okay, you know what? Like I can get it back. And then I was trying to look for like a contact number or something because. You know, that's the quickest way to get anything back through a contact number, but they didn't have any, and I don't have a Twitter, so I wasn't going to go complain on Twitter either, so I went on their Facebook page, and I saw that it was one of the most rapidly updating parts of, ArenaNet, that ArenaNet update, so I figured that if they update it, they can see it, and then I see, like, everyone else has been getting error code 3002, which is the one I got when I tried to log in, and...
And now she's going to hit me.
No.
Because I brought this subject up.
I'm moving under the table.
Okay, so it's not very visible what you should do when you get hacked. It took me, like, I had to explain that I really wanted my account back. And then someone was nice enough, not even, like, the person running Guild Wars, like, anyone in the staff of Guild Wars, someone had, like, a fan of Guild Wars had gave me a prompt to follow. Of what to do, and I followed it, and then I was excited to get an automated prompt from them saying that I should give them my account name, my serial code name, and something else. I forget what it is right now because I can't think. And then after that happened, I waited like 2 agonizing days, and I emphasize agonizing because all I've been doing for the past couple days, it's literally work, internship, school. Guild Wars. There's no room for sleep. There is no room
what
for
is
sleep.
That?
So did you stay up doing nothing? There's no Guild Wars. Let's start the wall.
Richie, she's like this in her bed, like this sitting there, like I need Guild Wars.
Yeah,
I need
like,
Guild Wars.
A singular tear is dripping from my.
I'm not
my
kidding.
You're like
she's
the last Indian.
Now.
You're like,
I'm tearing up right now.
Oh, Melody, your life. I'm sorry.
And so, okay, so I waited, and then finally, like. 2 days ago, I got a message from a semi-automated message. They're like, "Hi, after a quick review of your your email, your ticket that I sent in telling them like my account was hacked, we thought that maybe these steps can help you. And so I paused and like had to calm myself because I was like, after a quick review, quick.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I've been waiting for two days.
This is Melanie's life.
I've been waiting
for the next year.
Lifecast 2012.
Like, I've been waiting two whole days. The least that you can do to like do for me as like a support team is to read it thoroughly, so I don't have to wait in this bullcrap, like virtual line again. Because you're wasting your resources.
Over 18 explicit podcast.
Because okay, first of all,
what if some people waited a week and it was two days?
No, there has been people waiting for a week and then like they're just not following the steps correctly.
Well, you know, so, what I gotta say is you paying a monthly subscription?
No, exactly. That's why.
You went there.
That's why
you
because and I think that's why their support system is crap because they already have your money. They don't need to do crap for you. But you know, I heard very good things about Guild Wars 1 support. Like they said that they were pretty quick about it. So I was hoping maybe Guild Wars 2 support is good about it. And it's hard to tell if it's because the influx of tickets is just so vast, or if it's because they just like, reply all, do this prompt. Like, it's really hard to tell. And like, now they're just wasting their resources because the prompts didn't work and I have to wait in the line again. And like, I don't even know. This is day 5, 4.
She's lost count. She's like, my life is gone.
You still haven't played?
I haven't been
playing. Just buy it again.
I was thinking about that, but then lo and behold, whoa!
I didn't say go get a new game.
No, no, I was like seriously considering it, but then I was like, if they can't even fix the security problem, I'm gonna get hacked again. I'm basically donating $120 to ArenaNet again. I might as well have bought those Neko Mimi ears I wanted. By the way, Neko Mimi ears are those little ears that just move with your emotions, which I really wanted.
Dude,
I'm gonna post a YouTube video on Giga Venture.
Everybody at AX had those dang ears. Everybody had
them.
$100 cat ears. Anyways, keep going.
So yeah, like
I love how Richie's like, just keep going, just keep ranting. This is your podcast now.
I sent an email because the semi-automated email said that if it doesn't work, if the prompts didn't work, you go ahead and reply to their email. So I replied. And, like, there's so many times, like, I was, like, typing this, like, page rant, and, like, they're not going to help me if I, like, send this angry
email. I feel sorry for her keyboard.
Yeah. It was
boom,
like,
boom, 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 boom.
Sorry. Semen.
So, yeah, like, this page became a sentence, and I'm like, hi, I really like to play Guild Wars again. The prompts didn't work. Thank you. It was like super civil.
I gave you my money. Let me play my game.
If that ever happens, I'm gonna try and sext him. Just naked. Here's incentive. Get to work. We'll give you two free copies of the game.
We'll send you this picture uncensored if you give me my game.
We got them. Just please stop and fix it.
So that's it.
So you're in limbo?
She's in limbo.
I love that game.
That's
for the Xbox 360. Yeah, it was really good. Indie games.
Oh, wait, no, that's the market.
Do you have a limit? If it's day 25, are you going to, like...
kill myself?
She's like, what's that movie?
Oh, you know what, though? My account for WoW recently, someone changed the password on me.
The wonderful thing about Blizzard support is that they're fast.
Well, you're on. You just talk to the mic.
We're on audio, guys. It's over here.
Just to catch everyone up. As you can see, this picture.
This is not okay for people who aren't here. Everybody's moved to one side of the table now, and Brian is videotaping everything.
Brian.
So this will be behind the scenes on GigaVenture.com.
Okay. So
on YouTube, GigaVenture Office. Behind the scenes.
Well, I gotta ask, Ricky, why are you over there now?
Oh, because. I don't know.
Richard's just randomly walking around, like, what am I doing?
There's an
NPC
next to me.
I'll switch back.
I don't know if there's enough room Guild Wars and World of Warcraft very often because I think they're very different games that happen to share the same genre. But, Blizzard support.
Hey, podcast over here.
Yeah, audio over here, guys.
Blizzard support is much.
Better.
So basically, Melanie and someone else don't buy Guild Wars.
No, buy Guild Wars. But I don't
buy it and don't play it for 5 days.
Let me fix this.
You still want people to buy it.
Buy Mr. Pandaria. Sponsor you by GeekAdventure.com.
McPixels available on Pirate Bay now.
No, we don't say that.
It is for free. They're giving it out for free.
Buy Guild Wars 2, but only after they fix like all this crap with security. So wait a month and then buy it because...
What was the error in Diablo when it came out? Like, everybody raged about
it. It was like, error, 92? Can't log
as
in.
As soon as,
yeah.
as the game launched at 12 a.m., no one could get in.
Yeah.
Yeah, Blizzard's notorious for having semi-ugly...
Wait, is Diablo Blizzard?
Ugly.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry, yeah, hey, but not a computer. Do you pay a subscription for Diablo?
I don't know. I don't play PC games.
So we have this figured out now, right? Everyone's gonna go play Final Fantasy 14. We got this.
Yeah, let's switch. 10 out of 10. Gameplay is 10. Graphics...
10.
Alright, 10. Sex. Enis.
Wait, can I play as a rabbit girl from 12?
A rapper girl from
rabbit
12?
Girl.
No, there's cat girls though.
No. Oh, okay. You know, you can play as a lolly bunny girl in Terra.
Yeah, you can.
It's disturbing.
It's very disturbing.
Which kind of lolly?
So like the bad kind.
The bad
not Lolita.
Kind.
whoa.
Wow. Podcast.
You don't want to know.
Wait, because like the
Let's
only
not talk
kind
about
of
it.
Lolita.
So
guys
speaking
know.
Of old men,
he's
coming.
Where's
BJ?
With
the internet.
He's not here.
All right,
BJ
can
tell you
what Lolita is. Here we go. We got.
Wait. Are you done with your rant?
You can't steamroll over this.
Hurts.
Hold on.
If you know what I mean.
BJ's in cream.
Wait, who's steaming buns?
That's it. Okay. Bryce tried to change the subject, and I was like, still on the whole what a lolly is.
I don't know why you want to talk about that so badly.
I was no.
The word lolly? Lolita?
What?
Oh,
oh yeah, it's Lolita.
Yeah.
It's Lolita. No, do you guys want to know? Like, I don't know.
I would love to. Yeah.
Inform us.
Teach me about the fetish.
It came from a book.
Yeah,
Lolita.
My Little Lolita.
It's about this guy. He was basically writing about this little girl because he's a pedophile.
Yeah, he was.
And
was
her
14.
Name was Lolita. And that's where it came from, is her name.
And it was like how
so
he fell in love with
that's
her.
That's why if you notice, yeah, basically all this, the lolly stuff is very girl-centric, very feminine, very young, very something you would find on a 5-year-old, but put on an adult.
Okay.
That's where Lolita came from. Jeez. The more you
I feel so
What
sick
was
now.
That? Was that you, Richard?
What?
Richard just had a discharge.
Did anybody else hear that noise?
Yeah.
I just transferred power between me
and you.
I'm sorry.
So well known as looking, someone touched tips.
And mushed heads together.
Transfer.
No, they commenced docking.
Oh, no.
I will not
sponsored
explain
by
that
Artemis,
one.
The new game. Check
sponsored
it out
by Star Wars, Force Unleashed 3.
Sponsored by Paperclips and Staples.
Speaking of Paperclips and Staples, Kamikaze.
Kamikaze! Anyway.
I love our random transitions that make no sense.
That we don't use.
We had a perfect one, and then someone had to pull us off. Richie had a perfect one. No, we had to go back to Lolly.
Yeah, here's my
original.
Hey, speaking of things.
All right, so upcoming events, we've got 3 planned, maybe 4.
Wait,
and
what?
Start, let me start.
I'm out of money.
Let me start with what's coming up soon. So we have Kamikaze.
Yeah.
Which is, what are the dates?
September
11th.
14th?
I could
no,
15th
and 16th. September 15th
and
16th at the LA Convention Center.
If you are going to Kamikaze, maybe we might be there.
Maybe you'll see the Geek Adventure crew
maybe.
Rocking it.
Just beating off in the street.
No, Ricky, this may be your first and last podcast.
Bad hammer.
So before I go back and talk about Kamikaze, I'm going to touch up on the next 3 events just so I can emphasize what's coming up next. We have KCON coming up in October.
Which one's KCON?
KCON is... Why don't you take this one away, Richie? What is KCON?
What is KCON,
it's
Reggie?
A K-pop con in K-Town called KCON.
Woo!
No, it's not K-Town. It's actually
wait,
in Bryson. Irvine.
Wait, oh, it's in Irvine? Hey,
yes.
Justin, do you know if our friend Misha is going to be there? Because she is leader of the K-pop flash mob in San Diego.
I'm pretty sure she'll be there. I mean, she's a poor bastard, so...
Whoa. You didn't say anything about her character.
Yeah.
She's just poor. She'll
fight away.
She's poor
so,
and she doesn't
but
know
no,
her father.
Do you guys remember at Anime Kanji this past?
How much?
The one we just had
yes.
in, what was Anime Kanji? March?
March.
They had the flash mob in the main hall there. Our friend Misha is the leader of that.
Yes.
I remember that.
A security of Kanji. Don't do that inside the hall.
Please do that. No, they were okay.
It
to
was
do
sanctioned.
That. That was sanctioned.
Do it in the restrooms.
No.
So. Yeah. Nothing bad happened.
They had to wait for their passes because they forgot about them.
Oh boy.
So, okay, what's the next
one? So produced by Mnet, presenting sponsors Verizon and LG.
So, we may be going to that too. Keep an eye out. www.facebook.com/geekadventure. Kidding. Equestria LA.
Yeah! Brody!
And Justin and Richard are happy now.
Okay, we can leave now.
Ricky scowls in a room full of idiots.
That's going on November 3rd. And surprise news is that got bumped up from one day event to actually 2 days.
Possibly 2 days.
So wait, that's just a brony event, right?
That's just a brony event.
The only announcement we heard right now is the writers from the show are going to be there.
Oh, yeah. And probably Tara Strong.
So you mean children's show writers?
Gonna be there.
They've told us.
Lauren Faust is from LA, so
yeah.
Who knows, maybe.
So
Tara Strong. Tara Strong was like,
they're real.
They are. We found out.
www.youtube.com/geekadventure.
So what's our third or fourth event?
Well, our fourth event is probably the one we're going to close the year off with, which is the following weekend right after PMX. Which is PMX. after EQLA is PMX, which stands for Pacific Media Expo. And that's a very good event, which is going to be at the Los Angeles Airport Hilton, I believe.
And they're
going to
have Miku there, and they're going to have my wife there, so...
Waifu.
Yeah,
Christina V.
Hey, she's real.
Yeah, I know.
Unlike
she's not
Miku.
She's not really your wife, though.
Shut up.
No, wait.
I was talking to you, Dustin.
Are they having a Miku concert? Or?
Yeah, like the one in
the... Oh, yeah. Like the one in the
AF. So what they're
going
to do is we're going to be crowded into a classroom. They're going to have that PowerPoint going up.
Oh, okay.
I know. Hey, this is Miku.
Click, click.
Why is there so much
tension? She's in a different pose. It's like, if you click it fast enough, it looks like she's dancing.
It's her at a beach like this, and then her in an office like...
You know, if you come to the Geek Adventure booth, we'll give you USBs with a concert in it.
Woo! Yeah. Oh,
this
is a slideshow. Non-Miku music.
Right? We won't actually give you those USBs.
Yeah. We might give you Miku trading cards.
Drawn by Ricky George.
Yeah, I'll draw them.
No, he doesn't. You guys don't care. Oh, boy. We will also have Saga the Wanderer trading cards, if you know what I mean.
Peaches and
Green. Also, you guys do not know this, but we have Gigaventure trading cards. So
yeah,
come by the booth and we'll give those to you.
One release.
This is new to me.
Oh, God.
There's a special version of the Gigaventure trading card where it features all six men on the front side.
All
so.
Six?
So wait, he's talking about our business cards.
Yes, we do have a girl on the team now.
Yeah, Melody, she's right there.
What?
What's the girls?
No,
since when?
What's a
you know what I love
is the girls.
We're talking about trading cards, and Richie has like two packs of magic cards. Like, what do I do with these?
So
can I see one of them?
We got white planeswalkers and green planeswalkers, sorry, from Animegacon to give away at one of these events. One out of four, so go to all of the events.
you have to look for us. You have to go, hey, are you Geek Adventure? No. Okay. Hey, are you Geek Adventure? No. Okay. Hey, are you Geek Adventure? Yeah. Cards? Gave them away already. Dang it.
The secret password is pineapple. So you go to a crowd and shout pineapple, and we'll know what you're talking about.
Shout
we'll
it. You have
yeah.
to shout it.
If you
find
this
an old
far
lady
into the podcast, and you hear about these cards, I'm just going
to
give it to you.
Okay. Yeah. I'll pay for the shipping.
Let's be honest. No one listens to us.
Okay.
Wait, okay, I'm just gonna plug this right now. If you guys find Yoshi09, any one point, like the girl Gigaventure, you just do not picture my
Brian,
your podcast is over here.
Yeah, sorry.
Her boobs are right over there.
I will give you guys a mythic magic card. So,
is
and
it,
I play magic,
card?
So I
is
know
it,
what's
is
good.
Is it Black Lotus?
Black Lotus?
Oh, please, I would keep that.
You
I
know what?
Keep that.
The only magic these cards do is keeping people's virginity.
Ricky just lost half our spam.
There you go. Unlike on Skype, unlike.
Dear Facebook, Geek Adventure sucks. They've ruined everything.
Hashtag Geek Adventure sucks.
I like Duel Masters was better.
Hashtag Ricky George dies.
This is sarcasm.
Is this why Brian kisses video game boxes? Because of the magic card?
It has to be
another
one. Oh!
Wait, attacking his manhood.
Hey, Brian.
He's all kissing him.
Virginia,
wow.
Brought to you by Geek
Adventure. Oh, yeah, my God.
Brian, you want to talk about...
Jesus loves me for my virginity.
You want to talk about Comic-Con when you met Jessica Negri?
No.
Oh.
I don't want to talk
you
about
don't?
That.
Who
no.
here wants to talk about that?
No.
Well, I think I see everybody raising their hands right now.
No, no one's raising their hands. I'll talk
okay,
about
if,
that for another...
No, I know the story, and I'm going to tell it right now. If everyone no. will just give... here it is. Brian was walking down the halls, and he sees Jessica Negri, and he goes, oh, hey, can you be in a video with us? And Brian, and she was nervous, because obviously she's a beautiful woman.
She is.
And she said yes. And right there in the halls...
He popped the
bone. She... It was, aside from the like
the
stuff
the
that does not bottom. Need to be stated, she started taking off her clothes.
What?
But when she took off her clothes, there was more clothes. turns out, she was just changing. So, and...
So Brian still had a boner.
Yeah.
So the story was Brian had a boner. The end.
What?
You might need to edit this.
What is
You're
going
banned.
On? Hey,
you're banned.
Hey, when you hear this, everything before that, please cut out.
So,
start the podcast.
Start the podcast, guys.
This podcast. Hey, we're only episode 3. We can get a little random, guys.
No.
Okay, because no. Okay, nobody listens. Well, okay, people are listening, hopefully,
yeah.
But not thousands.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping if we do have fans later, they'll go back and like, I want to listen to the
and
first
like,
ones.
Oh my god, they were so uncensored then.
This is Ricky saying hi to all you future people.
Woo, hello future
tomorrow.
People.
If
I was kicked off the team, start a campaign now to bring me back.
Yeah.
Bring back Ricky. Sponsored by save Ricky Jerky.
If I am dead, trust no one. Especially Justin.
I'm just waiting for one person to be like, hey, I heard your guys' podcast. I'm one of those viewers.
we need to hug them so tightly. Like,
well, okay,
so
hey,
tightly.
If you're offended, I will send you a gift that I will make myself. It could be a drawing.
Hey, I'll say
it
this.
Could
it could be a paper airplane.
I'll say this. Ricky is a good artist. I'll say
thank
drawer.
You.
Drawer.
If I'm putting my heart into it. Otherwise, you get a picture of like some old guy beating off or something.
No, you just get stick
oh
fingers.
Oh, my God. This guy way too out of
stick
oh
figures
is
like
God.
A circle for the head and like their initials for their name.
Okay, no one briefed me on how dirty I could be or not.
Oh my God.
No, keep going.
Have I stopped the podcast yet?
No.
Then
okay.
You're okay.
Well, that means you're going to keep pushing
okay.
until you stop it.
Where's this envelope?
I will just get up and grab the mic and walk out. Then he'll know he went too far.
I just thought of something I know would.
So if you're still listening
in
the year 2013 and I got kicked off the team... Petition Ricky George.
Get me back. If it's 2015 and I'm not on the team, get me back in.
Yes.
I trust in you, fans. I trust in you.
Ricky can't
as,
take a straight
as
face.
As reward for getting him back in, he will like let you motorboat him.
Yeah.
Oh!
Really good.
I've got boobs.
You got really nice
no,
boobs.
No, you got
so
boobs.
Like, oh, are they C's? They're like C's or something like that. Right?
Are
really
they
nice.
Four C's? Romantic C's.
I felt them before. They're
oh
nice.
Boy.
Right.
Oh,
I got your back, Ricky.
I think
speaking of C's, kamikaze.
Oh my god! This is not happening!
This
is
okay,
not
happening! Okay,
that's the best transition ever.
But I want to talk about how nice his like, man
no.
moves are.
Power
no.
The power transfer! Okay, but for reals, are we people?
Yeah!
Yes. Okay!
Here okay. She is a kamikaze!
Hey, if Brian is the only one freaking out, we're good then.
If you like what you hear on the podcast, look for us at our cons, and you'll have fun the entire time.
So, yeah, no, we can promise.
Power transfer with us.
Yeah. If you are a girl 18 and up, I will. Let's power transfer.
No, wait. At Anime Expo, it was power Justin transfer. And I, we're in line with our friends, and Ricky's like, hey, where you guys at? And we're like, oh, we're in line, come meet us. And like, he meets us in line, and we're the line for AX of people who actually went is like just a zigzag all the way up and down.
It was like 15 miles long.
Went to
and
Nazareth
like,
and back.
Right? There's like these people who are in line, they just want to high five everybody. It's like, yeah, high five. So, like, okay. So Ricky's high fiving, and there's like this group of girls, and he's like, the first one, he says, you 18? She goes, nope. He goes, nope, not going to high-five you.
And she goes, I was like, wait, how old are you? And she goes, 17. Like, nope. And then she moved back, and her friends were like, I'm 18, I'm 19. I was like, there we go.
He's like, I don't want to go to jail today.
So mad.
Yeah, that girl was so angry at you. I thought she was going to get all this punch in the face.
Because
hey,
she was underage.
She, just want me yeah. go to, she wants me to go to jail. Is that how that happens?
Underage? The Pikachu, the cute one, right? The short friends.
No.
This is
unrelated.
Unrelated.
Okay.
This is Anime Expo.
Okay.
Yeah. Wait, we're talking about Pikachu now?
No, oh my god.
Wait,
what?
Okay, wait, no. I gotta say this. Have we seen, has everybody seen the new Gunman style video where it's the girl talking?
Or
the
Hyuna
girl
style? Or I forgot what it's called.
Does Hyuna think she sounds like Pikachu when she talks?
Yes, she
but
does.
She did that on purpose.
But now I cannot unsee. So it's Pikachu.
It wasn't as good. I mean, okay.
That is going to lead to so many bad artist interpretations.
I just missed that.
I want to gift that.
Really, really quick, Hyuna, if you ever get your hands on this, marry me.
To have you back on the team. Hyuna, if you're
Mary
listening to this,
George will give you a magic card back. I'll give her magic cards.
What's up, your virginity?
Okay.
Oh god, it's so
speaking
bad.
Of virginity, Kamikaze!
No, wait. Let's go
home with the virgins.
So anyway, Stan Lee got this new convention called Kamikaze.
No. Wait, Stan Lee?
Yeah, Stan Lee.
I kept thinking it was anime stuff.
No.
Wow.
Oh, you want to go with this now? You want to go with this now?
It's called Kamikaze.
Kamikaze.
Like anime kazi.
Like anime.
No, but seriousness, yeah, it's actually endorsed by Stan Lee.
Yeah. One of my girlfriends is so jealous that Geek Adventure is going.
What year is this for Kamikaze?
Two.
Year two?
Yeah, two.
It was big the first year.
Everyone, and I'll post this on Gig Adventure, is that Stan Lee himself has had a sexy, like, kind of like Bill Gates with the computer sexy, like, retro
not
photo.
Sexy at all.
Sex scene?
Sexy with a Y.
The post for
I'm trying to stick up for all our virginity jokes and I failed.
Well, come on, it's Stan Lee. He gets it all.
Oh, of course he does.
No, he's been married.
Did you not see Iron Man
the
first
90 years.
He's been faithfully married to a French woman.
He lived through Double too.
I don't know if she's French. Stan Lee, if you hear this, I'm working on a comic.
Petition for me?
I'll give you free magic cards. I will.
No,
I don't have any more magic cards left.
Wait,
I want to
know Stan Lee.
Stan Lee, so now we're out of magic cards.
Is it bad if I open one of these?
Yes!
Don't open it.
Oh, good, look. Now you're not going to marry Hyuna.
Wait.
Forget Hyuna. I want to meet Stan Lee.
Who here saw the new Spider-Man?
No, don't.
I did.
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
It's all a dream.
Check out Ricky's review.
I'm not
going to
spoil it.
Oh, yeah. Check out. I got a review for it. Yes. And I gave it a score.
A good score.
Before
we go into it, can I just say that, because everybody knows in every Marvel movie, Stan Lee has a cameo,
yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
I think the Spider-Man
has by far
the best one
yes.
he ever did.
This is the best cameo. I was cracking up. I couldn't stop
right?
laughing.
Because the part it is, it's like so serious, and it's like, oh my God, Stan Lee. Ha 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 ha.
It's...
That's my awkward laugh.
I don't know how you can judge like a cameo appearance that only lasts a few seconds, but this one was definitely the most entertaining of all of them.
Definitely. You guys can't see this on the podcast.
They're taking a hit.
No.
Right now,
no drugs. I'll talk about smishing wieners together,
that.
But let's
not
talk about drugs.
Let's not go that far. Okay. Come on.
Don't call me that. Yes, thank you.
You
he's
that.
Just power transferring
so
himself.
So, Brian, do we have anything we want to talk about for Kamikaze? Like, any meetups for cosplays? Because you're going to be in a shoot, aren't you?
Honestly, I can't think of anything right now. I have a big surprise. I want to say this, my own, what's the word? Friendly competition between all the other cosplay videographers. I'm changing up the game.
Oh,
changed
shoot.
Up the game. And I'm going to say this. Fan service.
Upskirt.
Woo!
Upskirt.
Changing up the game by increasing the difficulty.
So, yeah, I look forward to that.
So no more just going around at the girl in a circle taking a video of her?
You go in rectangles.
No.
Yeah.
Go in rectangles.
Oh, I thought
we're marching in squares.
Like,
squares
around the costume.
Like,
square.
It's going to be ovals.
50% of that. Maybe not.
He's gonna put a GoPro on his head and grope all the cosplays.
Power transfer. Power transfer.
There's this YouTube video where this guy in had to be Russia because
I've seen it.
You know what I'm talking
about?
Where he touches
a thousand boobs, and they
and
all let
all
him.
Different girls.
Hey,
yeah.
But they're
how
not cosplayers.
Get it? I got to 600 and I got bored.
Dude, I got to like 100 and I'm like, I'm supposed to skip to like 1,000.
I got to 300 and I was bored actually.
Wait,
so how many boobs are we touching at Kamikaze? Well, I
want to
know.
Oh, no.
Two.
I got boom. I just got two. Just grab my own breasts.
So, like, how was the video?
It's like,
so
he asked all the girls.
He asked them for their permission and it wasn't in a perverted way.
No, it's just he grabbed their boob and gave one squeeze and let go.
He did it because it was like a political thing, how he wanted to campaign and for one of the people running for office, and he was like, I'm gonna make you a viral video of me grabbing, you know, girls' boobs.
and that's all it was.
Yeah, and it had like music, and it was all, and it had a little counter at the bottom where it's like, you know,
what? It's not that great.
Well, yeah. I'm still alive.
All right.
Just turn your volume down.
The dude isn't super creepy either.
No, he's an attractive guy.
That's probably why they
are. I'm going to say, if a girl was going to go around groping a bunch of guys,
Where?
In my dreams.
No, no, where in their bodies?
Wait, which level?
Why are we talking about?
We're not in a rush,
guys. The first floor of my body.
So your toes.
The first floor of my
body. I don't think getting grabbed in our coin purses would feel the same...
You just say that.
Well, I don't want to call them balls.
No, no, no. Just stop.
I can't buy in a piggy bank.
You know what? I think next podcast, Ricky and I need to talk about what we're going to talk about first.
I think next podcast would just be Ricky.
It's Ricky. Hey, welcome to Ricky Cast.
Hey, you want some of this?
What's semen made out of? Let's find out.
No,
make some.
In 2015, I cancel my show. Petition for Ricky Cast to come back.
I got a question for Ricky. Okay, you have to answer this 100%. Okay. Where do babies come from?
No.
Well,
no.
Okay.
Hold on.
Where do babies come from?
Well,
you better watch what you say.
A stork brings the baby in, and the mom's butt falls off, and you have to dig.
Okay,
and,
wait.
And there's
this
a baby.
Sounds familiar.
There's blood.
This sounds familiar.
Have you seen Knocked Up?
Yes.
Okay.
Come on. You're gonna make it a part two, kind of, for Knocked Up.
Yeah. There's a kind of sequel that I want to see called This Is 40. It's
about
a prequel to 300, though.
It has Paul Rudd and what's that?
Leslie Mann.
Leslie, yes.
That's Jenna Fitzgerald's wife.
I can always forget what her name is, but yeah, I'm wondering if Seth Green and I can't think of the girl's name.
You mean Seth Rogen, right?
Did I say Seth Green?
Yeah,
Seth Rogen.
Who's Seth Green?
Seth Green's the voice of Joker on Mass
Robot
Effect.
Chicken.
I was thinking
he
Seth Brown for him for some reason.
Oh, Joker, the pilot.
Actress's name? Who was the main character Knocked Up?
Seth Rogen.
Oh
no, the girl,
Katherine Heigl.
Katherine Heigl, yes,
beautiful.
I'm wondering if they're going to be in the movie because they didn't show any of them.
I wouldn't mind a small cameo, but if they're not in it at all,
like with their kid,
suck. Yeah, they should be there with their kid.
Sorry,
Melody's watching the boob
guy
video.
Guy touches 1,000 women's boobs, and then that instantly got like the three closest guys next to me just watching what I'm watching.
I am under the table.
I'm working their half chubs.
Wow,
so,
this mic has some great pickup.
You're a combo breaker.
Why did you make that face just now?
What audience were we gearing towards when we started this?
Our twisted
audience. Because BJ did reviews for Hentai when he was
in it.
Sure he did. Well, he talked about it a lot.
No. Get your venture website.
Oh, so are we going to talk about zombie apocalypse anytime soon?
No,
I think we got it.
So Kamikaze, it doesn't seem it's official
from
The Walking Dead or anything like that. It just announced that they took over one of the halls in the Los Angeles Convention Center. 75,000 square feet of you running away from zombies.
Oh, man.
And Richard... who has run from zombies before.
Yes, he has.
Will you attempt this? Will you invoke Reading Rainbow to up your stamina stats?
Give me a Kickstarter. I just need about $50.
All right, let's do this. We're confident.
Richard's Kickstarter. Yeah.
If you haven't seen yet, go on the YouTube page. You'll see me running from zombies.
My favorite part is when you just like, all right, I'm running from zombies. Oh, my God. You just throw your hands up in the air and you just run... screaming.
Butterfly in the sky!
And he got groped, too. He got groped.
Yeah.
Power transfer.
Yeah,
I still have
all
the blood on my shoes.
There's a
power really?
On the wrong
They're
side.
Trying to drain his power.
Power.
Okay, I'm going to stop watching this.
He's boring, right?
Yeah.
He's boring.
No, it's not that it's boring. I want to watch all of it, but I mean, like, I'm not paying attention to the podcast.
Podcast is over
the
here.
Podcast.
Welcome to the Viga Gentry.
Anytime I say the podcast is
pod
over
swast.
Here, I'm pointing to my right, if you want to visualize us at all.
Oh, yeah, you are pointing to your right.
Imagine
half
an eclair, and we're sitting on one half surrounding the edge of the eclair.
Yeah.
And
okay.
The mic is in the...
mic is the eclair.
You know how on hot dogs you put chili on them and cheese
Richard,
to make it taste good?
Hey.
I don't know.
Give me one of your pastries. Give me one of
your pastries. Okay, we're gonna end it there.
This is way out of hand.
We're gonna end it there.
We completely lost track of everything we've ever done this entire. This is the worst we've ever This is hilarious. I love this one.
If you ever actually wanted to hang out with us, now you know how it is, just in case, like, you're too intimidated.
Can I just apologize?
If I will not apologize for your actions.
If
this is 2015.
If you guys do the fourth,
I apologize. This is Ricky George.
If you guys do a fourth podcast and no one calls me beforehand, I'll get the picture.
So, ladies and gentlemen, if you see us in future events, don't be afraid to approach us because we're pretty cool people.
And if you
like this podcast,
if you see Ricky George, he gets free hooked to women only.
Yeah, they have to be 18 though.
And 18, not 18-year-olds.
So. Okay, no.
So there's a blurb on Kamikaze about the zombie apocalypse.
What's a blurb?
A blurb, like a little paragraph about it.
Okay, we want to read it?
Yeah, sure.
We're calling
paragraphs.
I mean, your voice is way better than our voice.
Thanks.
The
Los Angeles Convention Center, South Hall K, recently held a strange convention that left all exhibitors and attendees infected with the zombie virus. So Stanley's Kamikaze is making the best of this natural disaster and turning this infestation into something totally rad. If you dare, use your survival skills through the 75K square foot obstacle course infested with flesh and brain-eating zombies. Climb, slide, and crawl through one of the most epic obstacle courses of all time, all while avoiding the undead. There will be fast zombies and slow zombies. This course is made for all skill levels. But we dare you to try it the hard way. Only 4,000 may survive. Will you be among the living? Purchase your tickets today.
So is it 4,000 tickets? Or is it like, oh, there's 5,000 people. 1,000 of them? Like, don't get disappeared.
That's the question.
Let me check.
1,000 of them are the zombies.
Because, yeah, for the Walking Dead.
That's who they kill. Like, let's kill these guys and put them in the thing.
Yeah, the Walking Dead was $70. And then to be a walker itself is $35. So, I don't know how much.
Is that thing still recording?
Yes.
So, it's $30. It's $30 for 11. This is for the 15th of September, so Saturday, the first day of Kamikaze. This is from all the 10 a.m. The survivor tickets, $30. And the zombie tickets is $75. I'm not entirely sure what the difference is here. Zombie full makeup is $150. Okay, so to run through it'll be $30. And to be a zombie, it costs more.
$75.
I think, but if you want
the full,
I'm pretty sure it's like
zombie
full
makeup
on, like Hollywood.
Well, that's completely opposite.
Can
the
I get like a sword through my chest for $150? That's a lot of money.
Can I just slice up my face for free?
All right, let's put this in perspective. In the Walking Dead one, it's the opposite. You pay a lot to be a runner, but of course you get the comic book and all that awesome.
Mm-hmm.
But if you pay $30, you get reimbursed that like 2 or 3 weeks later. But you have to.
You get reimbursed.
Them. Yeah, you actually get paid.
And you get
back.
Free zombie makeup.
Yeah, what?
And you can
yes, you do.
Makeup?
So wait, is this run by The Walking Dead? Like it wasn't.
No.
Oh well, different.
I mean,
different
maybe
company.
I can assume that they did better.
It's
going
to be interesting to see like if it becomes popular or not, or if they even have enough zombies when it's a premium.
Yeah.
To get your face ripped.
Yeah.
Well, we'll have coverage on it.
Because it says makeup artist. It's right here again. Makeup artist will come in and apply your zombie makeup if you pay for the $150 one.
That's a lot.
And
so you don't get zombie makeup at $75?
Probably not as good, I guess.
Probably
just
like
some
brain
blood
marks
on the
t-shirt.
Yeah, exactly.
And then there's just a regular zombie ticket, and then you're just, for 2 hours, a zombie. And then the survivor ticket says, you'll be chased and terrorized through a large snaking obstacle course. So, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Well, there's more to that, but that was something.
Gig Adventure.
We'll
investigate.
We'll have coverage of it after this weekend because we're
going
to be going to Kamikaze. And if anybody's there, meet up with us. You can find out where we are on our Facebook page.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's going to wrap it up for us today, guys.
Let's do it.
Good podcast, guys. Ricky George, we're going to talk to you after this podcast.
I apologize.
It's 2015!
Hey, stop. I forgot to say that Kevin Smith is going to Kamikaze.
That was our original
You
thing.
Had
okay.
responsibility.
Okay. Rishi, go to the other room. Okay, so we're going to end the podcast there. Thanks for listening, guys.
My
talk to you next time.
My name is Brian Callum.
I'm Dustin.
I'm Yoshi09 Melody.
JR.
Richard.
Richie.
Ricky G. Sorry about that, George.
All right, guys. Thanks for listening.
Out of here.